Today's responsorial psalm, Psalm 131, from the readings for this memorial for St. Therese of the Child Jesus, St. Therese of Lisieux, is, I think, a very fitting psalm for her life and for her works. And very often when I read through that psalm and I pray it, you know, through the Liturgy of the Hours and in the Breviary, I think of St. Therese and her life. And it is just a beautiful expression in this scriptural form of the little way. It speaks, O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor are my eyes haughty. I busy not myself with great things, nor with things too sublime for me. And it is this understanding that, the author of the psalm, David or whoever you would prefer, speaking about the contemplation or the going after things too great for oneself, too great beyond their position or their state of life or whatever it might be, they are not focused on those things beyond themselves. They are saying these things perhaps are too great for me, or they're too sublime, or I am unable to fully comprehend them. And therefore, I will focus on what you have placed before me and to seek to do that thing well, and to do it as well as I possibly can. And very much connected with St. Therese and her little way, to say, can do even those little things with great love. We do so in that glory to God as part of our praise, as part of our worship, as part of our sacrifice. And this is very fitting. And yet what is especially striking to me about this connection and this reality is the psalm speaks about not going after things too sublime for me, things that are too caught up in that life of God that are maybe hard for us to understand as created things who are not infinite or not omnipotent, all-knowing like God might be. It is, yet at the same time, when he says not going after things too sublime, too intellectual, too high above me, and focusing on the things that I can do, the things in front of me, we know that St. Therese, as she sought to live this, as she sought to carry this out and promote it and write about it, that she was named a doctor of the church, a doctor of the church, who is basically being acknowledged by Mother Church as one who has great things to teach us and is worthy of not just the honors of being an example of the virtues, but being this doctor, this teacher, this one who gives instruction that is so, in one sense, powerful and unique and sublime as to be an inspiration for everyone. That's a really fascinating thing to think about. For in her not going after things too sublime, she does a little way which is fundamentally sublime, which is fundamentally on its face, worthy of reflection for the whole church, is worthy of being given that title of doctor, because it is something beautiful and powerful and worthy of contemplation, even in the smallest, even in the most simple of tasks, that more simple way of life. That God is so great, and God is so infinite and so perfect that even the small things, as we contemplate parts of that relationship with God or parts of his own perfection, are sublime in their own ways. And this is beautiful. And it should give us that pause, that as we seek that relationship with God, we can sometimes feel like, well, I don't want to go after things too great or things too complicated or sublime or whatever term you want to use. And yet, yeah, maybe the Lord doesn't call us to some of those other pieces or to ponder some of those things like, you know, the great theologians of old. But he was saying, even if you do those things in your life to which you are called, the regular aspect of your day, the way you live, the way you offer your sacrifices, the way you love, even that is a sublime connection with the Most High and should be worthy of our rejoicing. As we acknowledge Saint Therese today, we are called to join in that little way. We are called to build our relationship with God and let it open our mind, let it expand our hearts to things beyond ourselves, to things which are great, which are sublime, which are worthy of that consideration, because that is what God has called us to share, even if it might not be exactly the way we might have thought or expected.